Our last news slot is quite a mixture. We apparently had flights from Norwich Airport during the lockdown period with no passengers. And if those were ghost flights, then now actors for ghost walks in the city are being sought. Lotus in Hethel encouraging women into their world with an open day. Then mammoths on display, robotics in hospital, and a warning about frog spawn. A real mix, as we said, will bring this batch of news items to a close. More than 500 planes flew from Norwich Airport with no passengers on board, or less than 10% full during part of the COVID pandemic, official figures revealed. And today, the number of so-called ghost flights has been criticised by Green campaigners. Parliamentary figures showed almost 15,000 flights departed the UK with no passengers, or less than 10% capacity, between March 2020 and September last year. Flights from Norwich accounted for 506 of them, but it remains unclear which airlines were affected.
The organisers of Norwich Ghost Walks are on the hunt for a new storyteller to join the terrifying team. The Guild of Shadows, the group which runs the tours, has announced that its spooky walks will return in April. This year marks Norwich Ghost Walks' 25th anniversary, telling tales of witches, poltergeists and the city's darker history. Starting at the Adam and Eve pub, thought to be the oldest in the UK, ghost lovers are taken on one of two routes, through Elm Hill or along Norwich's river.
Female students from schools across Norfolk were invited to an open day at Lotus to encourage them to consider a career in the sports car industry. The world-famous sports car manufacturer, which is based in Hessel near Wyndham, held its open day on International Women's Day. During the event at the Lotus Learning Academy, located at Lotus Advanced Structures, Hurricane Way in North Norwich, visitors were able to meet female staff at the firm. The staff gave their visitors an insight into their careers and how they succeeded in the often male-dominated automotive sector. The students were also able to have a go at some of the tasks and activities from part of the company's own recruitment and training processes and discussed possible career paths.
The Go-Go Discover Trail is back for 2022 with a new theme of prehistoric proportions. Break, in partnership with Wild in Art, is developing 25 mammoth sculptures that will decorate the county's streets this summer for their annual trail. Mammoths will be placed across Norfolk to celebrate its deep history coast, where the largest and oldest mammoth ever found in Britain was discovered. The 25 mammoths will be joined by 55 T-Rexes in Norwich and almost 100 mini brachiosauruses decorated by local schools and community groups. The first step mammoth has been unveiled at Norfolk Makers Festival at the Forum.
Homeowners have been warned not to scoop up wild frog spawn spotted in city parks and take it back to their own homes. Experts have said that should people take the spawn back to their own private ponds or gardens, they will be overrun with frogs for years to come. Kevin Murphy is an advisor at Norfolk Wildlife Rescue and said frogs are much like homing pigeons. They will endure any obstacles to reach their birthplace when it gets to mating season. If they can't get to their birthplace, they will spawn as close by as possible and will even use puddles, garden bins or buckets if the original source is gone. He added, the main error I see nowadays is folk come across spawn to collect it and relocate it somewhere else, such as their garden shed. Then the frogs return as breeding adults and more spawn is laid. The population just goes up and up over the years.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not manned every day, so if there's no reply, you can leave a message on our answer phone and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now we'll leave you to enjoy Chatterround, which follows on. Do keep listening. With that, we hope you've enjoyed this Chatterbox edition. So now it's goodbye from myself, Chris, and Pauline.